Texte numéro 61. Is this the summer of bad tourists? Last week, it was two drunk Americans sneaking into a closed section of the Eiffel Tower and sleeping off their bender high above Paris. The previous week, a French woman was arrested for carving a heart and her initials into Italy's iconic Leaning Tower of Pisa. A Canadian teen defaced a 1,200-year-old Japanese temple last month. It feels like the whole world has forgotten how to act in other people's homes. But while this may seem like the summer of bad tourists, it could just represent a rather uncomfortable truth. As long as people have travelled, we've misbehaved. From Pompeii to the Egyptian pyramids, some of the world's most famous man-made wonders are scarred with millennia-old graffiti etched into their walls by ancient sightseers. And according to Lauren Siegel, a tourism and events lecturer at the University of Greenwich in London, as recently as the 18th and 19th centuries, it was common for British nobles taking the grand tour of Europe to belittle and disregard the people and places they were visiting. According to Siegel, unlike in years past, many travellers today are competing for social media likes and views. People are reverting to more extreme actions for their Instagram or TikTok feeds, she noted. Ironically, social media accounts, like the massively popular passenger shaming, are also being used to call out insensitive and disrespectful behaviour. David Bierman, an adjunct fellow at the University of Technology, Sydney, noted that nearly 1.5 billion people travelled internationally in 2019. With travel now surging to its highest levels since before the pandemic, he said it's inevitable some tourists will think it's cool to pose nude in front of a temple in Bali, get drunk at an Islamic holy site, or dance in front of a Nazi concentration camp. In particular, Siegel isn't surprised by the number of people caught engraving their names on ancient monuments. They think this is a chance to immortalise themselves. Yet this summer's shameful headlines may offer an opportunity for change. Several destinations have taken a proactive approach to this idea. Tourism hotspots like Bali and Iceland now formally ask tourists to promise to respect their culture and environment after visiting it. Palau requires visitors to sign an eco-pledge on arrival. Bucket list locations are also increasingly regulating tourists. Visitors to Australia can no longer climb Uluru, because the country recognised it as an Aboriginal sacred site. Meanwhile, Amsterdam recently launched a Stay Away ad campaign targeting drunk Brits. Siegel applauds these stricter guidelines and what she sees as a growing recognition of the problem by fellow travellers. Adapted from BBC Travel, August 2023.